What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This is Dan Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for a list and give you my picks of the top 5 games of that list. So, last time I did a real fun hockey list, and I figured I would go into a baseball top 5 this time, just because, you know, I'm a baseball player at heart. I played a lot of it. I just kind of like beer league hockey, and my kid plays hockey. I played baseball in college, so I just absolutely love baseball games. But, again, just like hockey and the other sports, it's hard to do because 9 innings is a really long time. And just like, again, football with the 4 quarters and hockey being a little bit long, it's still hard to translate a good baseball game into tabletop, which is why a lot of other games kind of condense it down into a smaller game, kind of with more of just winning games or winning runs or just one inning and things like that. But just kind of like they did with hockey. But again, it can be done. And of course, with the stat heads out there with APBA and some of those things that came out of the 60s, there were some people that did love that 9 inning. And I played... And I'll get into this when I get my list. I played in a baseball league for about 20-something years on tabletop. So I'll get into that once I get to that on the list. But I'm not going to see. Stratomatic Hockey was my number one spoiler. Stratomatic Hockey was my number one hockey game. So I'm purposely not putting Stratomatic as my number one in baseball. But it's going to be on the list because it is that much fun, especially for us stat heads. I didn't want to give it away too soon, but I guess I'll just go ahead and do that now. But anyway, I might get back to basketball and football later. But for now, this is going to be the last of the sports takes for just a little bit while. And again, as I was looking up baseball games that I found a lot of dice-based baseball games and card games from things like Topps and other major league licenses that are just, they're just crap games. They're not really very good games. And again, like I said, in the mid-50s would arise a very strategic, almost like to the extent of war gamings, there was just a ton of those statistics type games that were based. But a million versions of Uno, of course, that you would see out there, and Monopoly as well, but they're not going to be on those lists. We'll get into a little bit more of my also-rans now, but those type of games, Uno and such, they're just fine, but they're just basically skins for another game. But so speaking of kind of a skin, but it was mostly a kind of larger and kind of another strategic type game, there was a Major League Baseball Sports Clicks. Now, the sports or the Hero Clicks and such like that, that's from WizKids, and they did a lot of different Hero Clicks, but they did kind of a collectible nature of baseball back in 2004, and I think there was a version in 2005 that's MLB Sports Clicks. I haven't played this one, so it's on my also-ran list. I would love to actually kind of see it, or I'd love for them to re-put it out, because who knows what kind of rules they'd be able to put out, kind of, you know, now that it's about 20 years later, you know, kind of expanding the game or making it a little bit quicker. It'd be really cool to see if they would do something along those lines. That's MLB Sports Clicks, again, on my also-ran because I have not played it. Another game that's on kind of my honorable mention list is Lords of Baseball. Now, this is one that Robert Giamelli and Max Giamelli, that's his dad. Robert is the dad. Max is the guy that's making it. I met Max a few years ago at Origins, and I sat down and played this one myself. This is, I believe, under license now from Laboratory H or L4 Studios as well. So they're getting that. There's more. There's kind of, if you follow, I would kind of recommend you follow this one on BGG because it's really cool. So it's kind of a game where it's, again, more like stat heads and managing and being a GM, which is something I really love with these types of games. And everybody kind of takes the role of a team. And every team has a little bit different makeup of your minor leagues, your star quality, and different things. And you're kind of upgrading your field, you're upgrading your scouting, upgrading your stars or your different things like that. And kind of every round, you're playing a certain amount of series with almost everybody at the table. I can't remember if it was everyone or almost everybody at the table, but you're kind of playing cards and going against even, I think you need it says 1A players, but you can actually play this with less players because there's kind of an AI way where you're playing against AI kind of control teams in a way, just because of the way the card play is. But this is a really fun sports sim or managerial sim. So I really hope this one comes out. And if you're listening to this before Origins. He'll be doing some demos out there. So look for Max out at Origins or kind of let's just look around for Lords of Baseball. I'm not sure if he'll be at Gen Con, but I know I'm pretty sure I saw that it was actually Origins that he's going to be doing some more demos. But this is one I'm really, it's been on my radar for years and it still is right now. So that's Lords of Baseball. There's also a game called Round the Bases Major League Cribbage. This is another one where I have no idea how it plays. I haven't played it, but I love cribbage. And putting a baseball game kind of around the just basic idea of cribbage is really cool. So I'd love to get my hands on something like this and check it out. My wife and I used to play cribbage for years, just sitting around watching TV, just playing cribbage before we had kids. Just such a fun, it's a great two-player game, cribbage, but to put a baseball theme on top of that would be really cool. And my last actual game that's put out that I have played that was on my honorable mention is Fantasy Baseball. This was in 2017 by Daryl Andrews and was put out by CSE Games. I believe they're the ones that did NHL Icebreaker, which was another great game. But Fantasy Baseball is kind of takes this, uses that term, quote-unquote, fantasy, kind of like a D&D or kind of the fantasy theme to it with orcs and undead and different races and dragons and such. And you're playing card using card play and you're trying to get up a certain amount of statistics. I believe there's four or five different statistics that you're trying to get up or attributes that you're trying to get higher so that you're playing over a certain amount of wins per each round. And you're you're fighting over these different, you know, there's four bases in baseball. So you're fighting over each base is kind of another quote unquote game or thing that you're fighting over to try and win there. So you're playing against multiple people and multiple rounds and getting multiple games, multiple wins under your belt. So it plays very, very quick. I believe it's about 10 minutes per player. You're really looking at probably like a super filler of a 50 to or 60 minute game, probably about an hour, super filler of an hour. It is lighter to medium weight, so it is easier to play. And you can play this one solo. I have played it. So if you do like solo type games, this is actually not a bad one to play. It may still be in print out there. You may have to look on BGG, the marketplace, or on Amazon to see if there is copies out there. But I do have a copy of this one, and it is a solid game, Fantasy Baseball. So without further ado, let's talk about my number five baseball game. This is Pizza Box Baseball. Pizza Box Baseball came out in 2008 from 2 to 6 players. Really, of course, most of these games, they're just really good with two players. You just want to play them. This is kind of it's funny because the box obviously looks like a pizza box and kind of the way it folds out, everything kind of is there. And it's more of a generic type baseball game with card play and you're trying to just win a game of baseball. Plays very, very fast. And the card play is very cool and it's very light in playing. This was by Eric Smith and Scott Smith. I'm not sure if this one is in print, but you might be able to find a copy out there. But it was a fun, really quick, scratches your itch for baseball in 30 to 60 minutes. So that's Pizza Box Baseball. A game that's a little bit longer, but really kind of reinvented a lot of different things with a cool theme. Baseball Highlights 2045. This came out in 2015. This is for 1 to 4 players. I really say you really want to play this one with four. You can play it with two and just kind of play, but four is great because you can have these little kind of almost like a tournament where each round you're kind of playing a round robin, and then between each round you're upgrading your players because there is a way to kind of draft. You get a certain amount of money and you're drafting players after each kind of set of games, and then there's a bunch of different expansions so you could really do up the level of how you can do kind of a rock, paper, scissors in a way. Because what this game is it's like it says 2045. So it's a futuristic where there's robots and cyborgs and just regular natural players. So you're playing a card and then there's a certain amount of things where when you're playing it in response to somebody, it's multi-use cards. So there's going to be a part where you're going to play it to counteract somebody's card. And then when you're kind of up, you're going to play a card that's going to be kind of your offensive way to counteract them. And then they're going to be playing cards to counteract you as well. You're going to making kind of a team because you're going to have a hand of cards for each kind of one of the innings. And then as that goes, you'll also be able to, you're shuffling them up or using the rest of your deck. So you're really kind of playing this, again, kind of rock, paper, scissors against somebody and really trying to outsmart them as far as when you want to play certain cards that are either automatic home runs or automatic outs, because there are these cards that cancel things out pretty easily. So you really got to watch out. And especially when you're playing a round robin, you know, you'll see what other people are drafting. There's also some cards that are kind of worth a little bit more money to spend later on things. Then you'll have like a minor leagues where you're moving it. So it's a lot more fun to play this one kind of as a kind of a larger sit down over a few hours playing, again, that round robin tournament type style. But just one-on-one is good. This is by Mike Fitzgerald, an amazing designer. and Eagle Griffin games. Mike is such a solid guy. I got to play this one. He also made a Wyatt Earp and a lot of the, he did the Rummy series, the Mystery Rummy series, which is great. And he made one of my favorite trick-taking games, Diamonds, as well. So that's a solid game. So check that one out. That is Baseball Highlights 2045. There's also a Football Highlights, which I have not played, but by all accounts, that one is also a very solid game. Now, I kind of mentioned how there was a lot of things put out by Topps or a lot of kind of collectible cards or dice games. They weren't very good. There was, however, one that was very, very good. This was MLB Showdown. Now, it came out in 2000. It was later re-implemented by called Clutch Baseball. That one was re-implemented in 2017. So that's kind of a good time to do it. So it's by Clutch Hobbies put out a re-implementation of that with the license, I believe. But MLB Showdown had the MLB license. So basically, you're kind of fielding a card. Again, it's a CCG, so some people may or may not like that, but you can find them very, very cheap. 2 years ago at Origins, you know, they have those, the different booths where you can get the dead CCGs, and you can get a bunch of MLB Showdown. So a bunch of us got, like four of us got a couple of boxes of MLB Showdown, and we just kind of sat down, went through a couple, opened up a few packs and such, and just played a game. You're using 20-sided dice, you're putting together a lineup, and you're just playing baseball. It's absolutely quick, so much fun. This was put out by Wizards of the Coast, of course, since it is a CCG, and it does play in about an hour, and it's another one where you can just have a blast. You can even do kind of, you know, kind of a sealed deck kind of thing where, hey, you may start out with one box, and then you add maybe a booster to it and keep playing like that. Just such a cool thing, because there was enough decks and kind of a starter set where there's two 20 cards decks and then a 20 sided die and then a playmat and everything. So this is really fun. So if you've got kids that are either anywhere from like 8 to teenagers and they just love baseball and they just want to play a game, this is not a bad idea to kind of pick up a starter. I think you could probably find them out there now, just about, you know, maybe some FLGS may have some of these old things, or you might be able to find it on Amazon. But really a fun thing to do. That's MLB Showdown, my number 3. Of course, which would probably be my number one, but I'm going to, again, I don't want to cheat and put it my number one this time. Stratomatic Baseball. If you're a stat head and you really like strategy games, or maybe even if you're a war gamer or things like that, if you really love baseball and you really love strategic games, you can't get better than Stratomatic Baseball when it comes to that sort of thing. Every player, after every season, they put out a new set. So every player that's played usually at least 20 innings or 20 at-bats or so will get their own card. And you're playing in a super advanced version. You name it, it's in there. There's ballpark ratings if you want to have your own ballpark. There's bunting ratings, fielding ratings, speed ratings. You name it. And versus lefty, versus righty, this game, it's probably my number one game of all time, just for how many plays. I played in a league with my dad with 16 guys for 20-something years. Guys came in, went out. We would have drafts. We would have trades. Just doing something like this, if you're a stat head, that's the word of the, it's going to be the word of the show. If you're a stat head and you like this sort of thing, this is going to be for you. I can't say enough how great Stratomatic is. And I'm sure there's people out there that love Status Pro or APBA and things like that, but Stratomatic, just such a great game. May not have that mass market appeal like my number one does, but it's just a great, great game. So my number one, this game is still kind of on the radar. People play this quite a lot. This is Bottom of the Ninth. It came out in 2015 by Daryl Lauder and Mike Mullins. I believe Dice Hate Me Games. So I think it stayed with Greater Than Games when Dice Hate Me and Greater Than Games kind of they've kind of split now. I believe it's still with Greater Than Games. But the game takes this, it distilled baseball, kind of like I said, like 9 innings is hard, but it distills baseball down to kind of a 1-inning kind of game. Now, you're the underdog team it's on the ropes. You've got the all-star team. You've got the 27 Yankees on the ropes. You're just the scrappy team. You're just trying to score that one run. So basically, one player is going to have the hitters, and one player is going to have the pitcher. And also some other pitchers, or you can do this where you can play a full inning or you play a couple innings. And if you want, you probably even play 9 innings if you've got a lot. But really, the game is just designed to be a quick kind of 20 to 30 minute, just 1-inning game. And you can go back and forth or play best of 3 just for that 1 inning. Of course, I'm a little biased because I do have a pitcher in this game. And so does my daughter in the expansion has a pitcher as well. But the game is basically, again, I kind of mentioned this as one of the other ones where rock, paper, scissor. So what you're doing is one person is kind of put either high or low, an inside or outside. They've got the two kind of these flip coins, these baseball coins, high, low, inside, outside, and you're trying to, and the batter's trying to guess. Now, depending on what happens with how much you match or don't match, you may get a solid hit. And then you've got some dice rolling in there, and there's some other rules where you're trying to get balls and strikes or getting a contact and rolling. You may have, you may crush the ball. So it's a possibility that a home run, and you're basically, and the other player is just trying to get three outs if you're the pitcher. And you can bring in relief pitchers because there is fatigue involved in a late game, but just a really fun game. There's an app to it as well. I believe it's only 99 cents. So if you want to try it out first, if you love baseball and you want to just try out Bottom of the Ninth as the app, definitely check that one out because there's an amazing tutorial to that app. But again, you can't do better than just a nice quick game. This is for basically all ages again. So if you've got kids that love baseball and just want a quick game, it is very cheap. It's usually about $15 to $20 to get in on it. And then there's a ton of expansions, tons of different kind of packs that you can add in there. There's even a Sentinels of the Ninth, where if you want to use Sentinels and Multiverse cards, if they have players from Sentinels and Multiverse, which make it really, really fun too. But this game, it's great. Again, at least try check out the app out there and see how you like it there. So my top five baseball games: Pizza Box Baseball, Baseball Highlights 2045, MLB Showdown, Strat-O-Matic Baseball, and Bottom of the Ninth. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions or want to tell me what you had as your top five baseball games, or if you just want to give me grief because Strat-O-Matic really just sounded like my number one, but well, we're going to go with Bottom of the Ninth here. Anyway, feel free to comment on this episode on MajorSpoilers.com or go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the great Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter or on the Geek All-Stars podcast, the Munchkinland podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I do a twice a month 10 to 15 minute board game news show, and is also a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more Top 5 goodness. As a matter of fact, I'm planning to revisit the top five gateway games, or games to get people into gaming. And also, I'll probably do a three-parter with that, where I get the gateway games, the intermediate games, and then the heavier games, especially since now that a lot of games have come out since I've started this top fives in over the last 3 to 5 years. So I want to really update it with some more games, more gateway games and such like that. So anyway, go out there, grab a new board game, and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.